Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Soon by Lois Murphy, published by Transit Lounge in 2017. Today's book is all about remote towns, fear, and friendship. Nebula is a town in the middle of nowhere in Western Australia, and 1 year ago, the small mining and farming town was visited by a strange group of men in vans. Then, later that night, the winter solstice, the ghosts in the mist first appeared, and Nebula has never been the same since. Now, Nebula has been practically abandoned, with only a handful of residents left. People who can't or won't leave the only place they call home. Pete is one of the people who won't leave. A retired cop with nowhere else to go, he's learnt to live with the murdering mist. As soon as the sun goes down, no one leaves their home because no one can survive them. The last remaining townsfolk band together due to circumstances, although they're not all strictly friends. When a strange woman arrives in town and Pete, sick of tourists and unable to forget his policing ways, follows her, she turns out to be a psychic, or so she says. And she was drawn here by a vision. She tells Pete it will all change soon, at the winter solstice. Unsure whether to believe her, Pete continues on, but more death comes to town and the numbers dwindle even further. Will he soon be the only one left in Nebula? Soon is best described as a literary horror thriller. It's about monsters, but not about monsters, as we follow the remaining residents of Nebula and their fight to survive. Pete, the retired cop, is divorced and estranged from his daughter. He misses the birds who disappeared the day the mist arrived. His closest friend is his dog, amusingly named after his ex-wife, but he's also built a firm friendship with the retired schoolteacher Millie and farmer Lee. Lee won't leave her land, and Millie won't leave her husband behind, although he's already dead, taken in a car crash years earlier, but who keeps reappearing in the mist. The mist itself is horrifying, evil, and intelligent. It bends and shapes into the forms of people, family, and friends, showing tableaus of ghastly deaths over and over again and calling their names. Some nights it's seductive and tries to coax them outside. Pete and the others block their ears, turn to sleeping tablets, or drink too much to drown out the calls. While he fights for his life and some semblance of normality, Pete reminisces about his life from before. The cowardice he showed in the face of his ex-wife's mental illness and his inability to repair his relationship with his daughter. Now the town is all he has, and instead he turns to protect those who are left, or those who deserve it, and keep away the foolish tourists who think the mist is only a story. Soon is actually based on a real-life town called Wittenoon in Western Australia, which was closed due to contamination from local asbestos mining. Despite the effort to clear the town, currently there are two residents left. So if you like abandoned towns, evil mists, community spirit, angst, determination, and lovable dogs, you might like Soon by Lois Murphy. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.